It's Lake Effect from WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. For the sixth month in a row, the metropolitan Milwaukee real estate market outperformed the pandemic-fueled market of 2020, according to a recent Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors report. So far in 2021, there have been over 15,000 sales. If trends continue, it looks like 2022 will continue to be a seller's market. To break down some of the factors behind this historically tight housing market, I'm joined by Courtney Stefaniak and Mike Ruzicka of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Mike begins by recalling what realtors first feared for the housing market when the pandemic hit.
We were thinking, okay, we're heading into a recession, and we were preparing, articles and things for our members to get ready to how to get through a recession because we didn't know how long it was going to be. And then Governor Evers actually declared real estate to be an essential service. And that was, kind of opened the floodgates. And from that time on, the market has just been crazy.
From a realtor standpoint, like being out in the field, working with buyers and sellers, in March of 2020, when everything kind of first hit, there was a little bit of a lull for a couple of weeks, kind of when everyone was unsure of what was happening. But, like Mike said, when it was deemed essential, it was back up and running in full swing. And we, had to make a couple of adjustments here and there as far as showings and overlapping appointments and things like that. But we made it work, and it was overall a really great year, and it's continued into this year as well. So yeah, it's been tough with the lack of inventory, but looking back, like at the adjustments that we've made, I thought, we did a really good job.
So the 2020 market kind of continued into 2021, still gaining steam, keeping that same momentum. What factors have contributed to this historically tight market?
I think the low inventory levels that we've been seeing for the past couple of years is probably one of the biggest drivers. And I don't like to call it a bubble, because if there was more inventory, if more people would sell, the market could definitely absorb that. We kind of almost need that inventory. So if more people decided to sell, I don't think that would necessarily be a bad thing. I think there is enough demand out there to accommodate that.
And the bubble we survived in 2008 that caused the huge recession was really driven by free, easy money. There were unscrupulous lenders that were giving money to anybody that could fog a mirror. And people were using it. There were, teachers buying million-dollar houses and, on spec. And it was crazy. So we don't have those situations anymore. First of all, a lot of those unscrupulous lenders, I think all in our market, just about all of them are gone, as far as I can tell. And nationally as well. But banks have also, the credible banks that were around and survived, really kind of got serious about lending money. And they said, okay, we've got to make sure people are a good credit risk. So people that are buying now are excellent credit risks, and they have been for going on 10 years. So because there's no funnel of money, easy money coming into the market, there's no bubble. And if there was, we'd see prices probably higher than they are. But what's interesting is if you look at the last 5 years, the current market, I say, started about 2015, 2016, because before that, after the recession, it was a value market where buyers were looking for discounted properties. Around 2015-16, the market changed what we call like a normal market, where you have move-up buyers, new households being formed, getting into the market, and just a traditional market that we've seen for 200 years. And since that time, if you look at price increases, it's gone up at the same rate every year. It also depends on, like, during the summer market, April, May, June, that's always a peak period of time. So prices might have gotten up a little bit, crazy then, but they've calmed down, and even within a year, they get kind of cyclical, and they're about where they should be.
So the trend of buyers offering, 20 more over asking, has that contributed to the numbers you've seen in this report in housing prices and, like, wasn't, quote, average median price when really it's way more over assessed value? I know there's a lot of that has been happening.
I feel like we're still seeing a little bit of those aggressive offers. not nearly as much as the beginning of this year, the first quarter of 2021. I've been in this business for 12 years. I haven't experienced anything like that before, where offers, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 over asking. So I feel like it's cooled down a little bit from the first quarter. But like Mike was saying, people have a lot more equity in their homes nowadays. And with the pandemic, lenders have added even more, you know, restrictions. So they're stricter on lending. So anyone that is buying now or is able to buy now is definitely going through that pre-qualified process and is a very qualified buyer.
So it's very much a seller's market. And Courtney, you mentioned there's a demand for more housing. So I'm wondering, where does this leave the home seller? With the people you work with, do people often have a different home lined up when they do decide to sell because there is such a tight window between selling your home, but also making sure you yourself have a different housing situation to move on to?
Right. That's part of the challenge that we're facing right now is I'll come in contact with a lot of home sellers who would like to sell and take advantage of the market, but aren't quite sure where they're going to go, whether that's going to be a short-term rental until they can find something else to buy, or a downsize situation because, you know, like we said, there's not a whole lot of inventory out there. So I think the need for more inventory really comes in to the need for more affordable inventory and really that maybe 350 and under price range, because those are my first time millennial home buyers. But then also it's maybe the older boomer generation looking to sell their bigger home and downsize to something smaller. So that's kind of where we're seeing a lot of that activity and a lot of the aggressive offers being made.
So while the housing market is certainly performing, I'm sure people can't help but notice the continued construction and development of apartment buildings and other rental properties. Do you think we really need this, or is this meeting a need of people needing an in-between space until they can buy? Where do you think the rental market is right now?
You know, the rental has always been an important part of the life cycle of housing. About two-thirds of the population of households in total want to purchase a home eventually. And so one-third stay in apartments and rental, which is fine. And so there's definitely a need for it. Right now, we're seeing a ton of apartment development, but no condo or single-family development. But what's interesting is you talk to apartment developers, they say, but there's demand for my apartments, and we're commanding high prices, and they're kind of luxury units. And that's true because there's nothing else for people to move into. So for example, there are a ton of anecdotal examples of people who, empty nesters who want to downsize. So they list their house now because the market's good and they go to look for a house and they can't find anything. So they say, okay, I'm going to rent for 2 years or a little while until we find something. And there's a lot of that going on in the market. And unfortunately, because there isn't enough new construction on the condo and single family side, they're forced to stay in apartments a little bit longer probably than they expected to. So we need to just, break that logjam somehow.
So listings have grown most of 2021, but let's focus on the metropolitan Milwaukee area to start. How did Milwaukee perform?
Great. The city and the county of Milwaukee did really well all year long. And what's interesting is, people look at, okay, the urban market versus rural. And because of the pandemic causing everyone to work from home and kind of, stay at home more or not travel as much, people really kind of invested in their house. So I think that's one of the reasons why prices all over the market increased.
Let's go over what people can expect going into the 2022 market. And let's start with sellers. So I assume 2022 will continue to be a good year to sell your home.
Yeah, it's looking that way. It's still a strong seller's market. If you're considering, definitely still leaning that way. And like we said, even if we do see an uptick in listings, there's still demand. So we can definitely use the inventory.
Are there any trends or needs that most home sellers are having to meet before considering putting their home on the market? Or is it such a hot market that it's a relatively easy thing to transition into?
No, I still think it's important to, you know, make repairs, clean, organize, do all the things that you normally do to prep your house for sale instead of, you know, just throwing it up there and seeing what you can get. Because at the same time, even though it is a seller's market, buyers are smart. There's a lot of information out there online that they can research. So, you know, if something is overpriced, they're going to recognize that. Or if something's, you know, maybe a quick flip, they're going to recognize the quality of the work. So I still think it's important to go through those steps and make your house presentable and show it in its best light before you put it on the market.
So for buyers going into the 2022 market, what can buyers expect?
I think for buyers, it's still really important to go through that pre-approval process first. We've been teaching that from day one. And then also just getting with a realtor and going through the process and understanding how you can write a competitive offer, being creative, you know, adjusting your offer to the seller's needs as best you can so that you can compete if you need to.
The spring of 2021 was record breaking. I don't know that we're going to get back there. I hope we don't, because it really soured a lot of buyers' attitudes towards purchasing, and kind of they were just like, the people put, you know, 10, 15 bids on houses and lose them all and just get really dispirited. But competition is still going to be there. So people might have to make, you know, 3 or 4 offers. The other thing is on a macro level, you know, the national, both politically and economically, that'll have some impact on the local market. We just don't know how much. Interest rates are still really good. We expect them to be good for the next couple years, probably, even though they're talking about inflation, things like that. There's a lot of discussion about inflation kind of being symptomatic of what's going on right now and not necessarily a systemic problem in the economy. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But things look good, you know, knock on wood, for a couple years.
Great. Well, Mike and Courtney, thank you for joining me today to share a little bit more insight into the housing market.
Thank you.
Mike Ruzicka is the president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, and Courtney Stefaniak is a third-generation realtor with the Stefaniak Group and the current chairwoman of GMAR. You can find a link to the association's latest report on home sales at wuwm.com. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.